Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
O.J. Simpson has died.
I am sorry that things turned out the way they did.
Feds charge former Shohei Ohtani interpreter.
Mr. Mitsuhara stole over $16 million.
Biden administration on gun show loophole.
This law is not about preventing law-abiding gun owners from buying guns.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. He was a Heisman Trophy winner and a Hall of Fame running back, playing mainly with the Buffalo Bills.
O.J. Simpson, 75 yards.
O.J. Simpson has died of prostate cancer. After football, Simpson went on to TV and movies, and then murder charges in the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, followed by a Ford Bronco inching its way along a California freeway. Simpson friend A.J. Cowling's behind the wheel.
He's got to tell the police, so just back off. He's still alive, but he's got a gun to his head.
More on what's been called the trial of the century.
I'm Peter King. Anyone who was around October 3rd, 1995 likely remembers where they were when the verdict came in.
Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson had a front row seat as our CBS News trial analyst.
There were black citizens on one side and white on the other, and people were seeing justice through different eyes.
Levinson says there was something for everyone.
It had issues of race. It had issues of domestic violence. It had issues of whether money and celebrity bring a different type of justice.
Simpson later served time on robbery and kidnapping charges in a memorabilia case. O.J. Simpson dead at 76. Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, is charged with federal bank fraud for stealing money from Ohtani's bank accounts for his own sports betting. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
In total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
Mizuhara is due in court tomorrow. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida pledges before a joint meeting of Congress continued support and friendship with the U.S.
Citing threats from China, for example, the Prime Minister said the world is at an inflection point.
I'm here to say that Japan is already standing shoulder to shoulder with the United States.
And when it comes to the nuclear threat posed by North Korea and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine of today may be East Asia of tomorrow.
And he pledged Japan's firm alliance against that threat. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Stocks rebound on Wall Street. Now this. The Biden administration is expanding the use of background checks on gun buyers. Stephanie Feldman, director of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, says the rule will close a loophole that has allowed the sale of firearms by unlicensed dealers who do not perform background checks at gun shows and on the internet.
Background checks are one of the best tools we have to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers, felons, and other violent individuals.
The rule takes effect in 30 days. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Capitol Hill today issues a warning to a House subcommittee. He says there is growing fear among law enforcement officials of a coordinated attack inside the U.S.
Our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home.
Ray pointed to the ISIS attack on a concert hall in Moscow last month that killed 145 people. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. One person has died in Mississippi as severe storms, including confirmed tornadoes, moved from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and through Georgia. Dozens were hurt when a tornado hit Slidell, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. This man's house was heavily damaged in Georgetown, Alabama, near Mobile.
It's very terrifying, especially since nobody else got hit. It just happened very quickly.
In the path of storms now are parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Instagram is taking steps to fight teen exploitation. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says a new feature will automatically blur nudity in direct messages.
The tech industry appears to be in these beginning stages of figuring out how to better protect children online.
Sam Bankman-Fried, facing the prospect of spending much of his adult life behind bars, is now appealing his conviction and 25-year prison sentence for stealing $8 billion from customers of the now-bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange he founded. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour. In Augusta, Georgia, it took longer than expected, but after a 2.5-hour weather delay, round one of the Masters, the year's first major, is underway with Bryson DeChambeau leading. CBS's Cammie McCormick on what makes a certain group of Americans happy.
A new Gallup survey looked at what makes young Americans feel good. The survey of 12 to 26-year-olds found as they get older, they want happiness from their work and school. Still, many don't find it interesting. A sense of purpose is important and positive social connections. They're happiest when they feel loved and supported by those around them.
A Pennsylvania state agency receives thousands of applications for the state's first ever student teacher stipends. That is much more than the available stipends approved by lawmakers last year as a way to help fill a teacher shortage. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.